You're listening to Morning Ireland now. A clear warning to keep spending in check. That's the central bank's advice to the government ahead of planning the next budget as it delivered its latest economic assessment this week. The financial regulator predicts that the economy is likely to grow at a moderate 2% over the next 2 years. And with its projections, it has directed where spending should be prioritised. There's also the indication that people will be better off by the end of the year as wages increase and inflation continues to fade. To discuss this in more detail, we're joined now by Stephen Kinsella, Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick. Stephen, thanks for joining us. It's probably not too big a surprise, these latest projections, but there is a slight reduction in the forecast for growth since the last assessment. What would your main takeaways be from it?
Well, I think the first thing to talk about is the context. I mean, in June of 2014, we had about a million people in employment in the country. And by the end of this forecasted period, June 2025, we're going to have 2.9 million people working. That's an extraordinary change. So, you know, you're talking, these forecasts are talking about unemployment bouncing around between 4 and 4.5%. It really is a very successful picture of an economy. However, as everybody listening to this will be aware, the biggest challenge is around infrastructure. You know, in 2019, we built 21,000 homes. In 2023, we built 32,000 homes. So, and we probably need to be building 50 or 60,000 homes. So the challenge that the central bank and all the reports out recently, the ESRI, Fiscal Council, IBEX report and so forth, have all said the same thing, which is keeping core spending below the expenditure limit, so keeping it below 5% net is really important. So, you know, not tripling the, say, the state pension or something like that, not increasing public sector pay too much, and then finding ways to invest in infrastructure that everyone needs, so homes, hospitals, roads, university buildings and so forth.
And what you mentioned there about the distinct warning on the public finances, not overspending without compensating with those tax measures, that's sound advice, I suppose, with a possible election before the end of the year. Outgoing government may feel it wants to be generous in a pre-election budget, but is the advice really to rein in voter-pleasing tax cuts ultimately?
Yeah, it's a bit like dentists telling you need to brush your teeth every day and floss regularly. Economists are always going to tell you don't spend too much when things are going well, because you know you want to keep more in the kitty when things are going badly. And economists and my good colleagues in the central bank don't have to get reelected, so their jobs are nice and secure. So it's easy for people like us to say that. But in the long term, economies are best protected by shoring up spending when things are going well, because as we all know, going back to my first comment, go back to June 2014 when unemployment was in double digits, and we were just about to exit the Troika bailout. In just 10 years, things can change rather rapidly, which is why finding ways to incentivize spending, finding ways to incentivize home building is really, really important, because that increases the stock of our wealth as opposed to just flowing money out to everyone in relatively small amounts that they don't necessarily feel.
And looking at those positives you mentioned as well, the virtual full employment we have now, indicators inflation continues to drop and wages going up, so people ultimately will be better off by the end of the year. Is that likely to continue into next year? Is that the prediction?
Yeah, and this is really important for everybody to understand. So, as inflation falls, inflation erodes the value of your pay packet. So, at the end of every week, at the end of every month, you're a little bit poorer because of inflation. Because inflation is falling, and most employers are actually increasing wages. Most surveys show that employers are increasing wages this year. Living standards will rise, which is really, really good news for everybody listening to this. And it feels weird as an economist to be talking about all this good news, but it is genuinely good news for people. However, if economists talking about inflation falling doesn't mean that the average person going to the shops sees prices of the various staples that they buy falling, they will still be more expensive than they were, say, a year ago. And so there is probably still scope to help particularly poorer households out, for the very simple reason that just because inflation is falling doesn't mean prices are falling. And I think the Taoiseach was correct in saying, look, there are areas where we do need to help people more. But that aspect is going to be the balancing act of Budget 2025. And it's going to be fascinating to see how they craft
and
it.
And finally, Stephen, we can't not talk about the corporation tax receipts, the spotlight always on it. 10 large firms accounting for 52% of these receipts in last year and 10% of the total government revenues in 2023. So is the advice then this all needs to be saved or spent in some important areas like decarbonisation and other areas that would need that type of spend?
The big problem with corporation tax, ironically, is that there's too much of it. So it's grown really, really, really rapidly. And every Irish person wakes up on the 1st of January every year with about 3,000 or 4,000 euros of taxes that they get to spend and have stuff spent on them that are derived from corporation taxes. These are not, by and large, Irish companies. And there have been changes to multinational rules, which mean that this may fall. Some of this corporation tax is being classified as windfall, i.e. it could leave. However, pharmaceutical companies and ICT companies have had some of their best years ever this year. So it may well be that things are increasing. So the worry would be that you bet too much of the state's finances, say increasing pensions and so forth again, on the relatively rocky ground of corporation taxes. And it, you know, if you even within that top 10 companies, if you look at the top three companies that are generating even more of that, again, you become aware of the incredible risk within the state finances. So it's something we have to keep a really, really close eye on. But what's really good to read in all these reports is the amount of consensus about the need to focus on these risks. Again, 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, you know, people really weren't focused on those risks. And that was to the detriment of the country. So it's a very good thing that every report is calling out these risks. And I know for sure inside the Department of Finance, they're acutely aware of it too.
OK, well, Stephen Kinsella, thank you for all that. The Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick.